Thanks for cruising along with us. We're cruising WGCM.
Except this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on,
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on,
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Javik Blake alongside you as we get set for the road trip finale between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-20 against the Mississippi Braves at 15-23. Shuckers round out what has been a torrid stretch of road games. 18 of their last 24, including today, have been on the road. Today is their 24th road game of the season in just their first 39 games. Shuckers got the win last night by a 5-2 final, two runs in the second, two more in the fourth, and one in the ninth. All five runs scored with two outs, as Caleb Bowman in relief set a career high on the minor league side with 3 1/3 innings, gave up one walk, struck out one, and did not give up a run. Bowman previously set his career high of 8 9+ innings in Germany in the Bundesliga baseball since he's come back to the United States to pitch an inaffiliated ball. Those 3 1/3 innings, a season high. Darian Miller, a multi-hit performance yesterday. Xavier Warren and Eric Brown Jr., multi-hit performances as well, including an RBI single from Xavier Warren as part of a two-hit day. Shockers and M-Braves getting set for a 2:05 first pitch. It is a gorgeous day outside, 85 degrees, bright and sunny, not a cloud in sight, as the Shockers will round out their six-game road trip. It is the final Sunday game they will play at this ballpark in franchise history. Their final visit to Pearl will come on July 4th, 5th, and 6th. The series will end on a Saturday night, and those are the final three games the Shockers will play in this ballpark. The M-Braves set to move to Columbus, Georgia for the 2025 season. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Shuckers' newly turned starter, Shane Smith. We talked to Shane a bit about moving from the bullpen to the starting rotation, a bit as well about the wealth of former Wake Forest Demon Deacons in AA and the Southern League, and we talk a bit about who would make the best quarterback on the Biloxi Shuckers pitching staff. That comes your way next. First pitch at 2:05 Central Time from Pearl on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for Sunday afternoon baseball, Biloxi Shuckers and Mississippi Braves. I'm Jeff Blake, and we are joined for today's pregame interview by a guy who's brand new to the starting rotation in Shane Smith. Shane, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How much fun has it been transitioning into a starter role? You made your first AA start just a couple of days ago.
It's been great. I've been looking forward to it. They told me at the beginning of the year that lengthening out was happening, but starting role wasn't for sure. And they made that choice, and you know, I was looking forward to it.
What's it like on the mental side of things going into a starter instead of a reliever? Because as a starter, you know what day you're going to pitch.
Yeah, the preparation's a little bit different. Reliever, you're more ready, you know, every day. Starter, you can plan out your routine a little bit more, but it's the same thing. I don't know. You're just trying to attack hitters and get ahead.
What's it like for you? Because you have not been in a starting role consistently since you were back in your college days at Wake Forest.
Yeah, it's kind of like riding an old horse. But it's good to be out there, throw the first pitch of the game, see a lineup for the first time, and kind of feel your way through the game a little bit more.
You talk about lengthening out, and you've lengthened out appearance after appearance after appearance. It seems like every time out, you're setting a new season high in pitches. What has that process been like working with the coaching staff on lengthening out?
It's just keeping in mind the workload during the week and the catch play that I have on days that I'm not pitching, and working with the staff here, making sure the weight room and the training room stuff is all taken care of.
It's also your first full year in Double A. You came up, made two appearances at the tail end of last year. What has it been like first full year in Double A and really getting acclimated to this clubhouse?
It's been great. The guys in there are a good time. Being in the bullpen and the pitching staff, we got a great group, and overall it's been great.
How fun is it working alongside manager Joe Arolt again? You had him as your manager last year in Wisconsin.
Joe's awesome. He's an entertainer, but he's also a really good manager and cares about his players and shows up every day as the same guy. He's great.
One of the big things as well is this is a collection of guys that you played with last year in Wisconsin or played with previously at various levels. How much does that help when you're getting into the upper levels of the minors, being surrounded by guys in a clubhouse that you've been with for a couple of years?
It's good, especially guys that were in Wisconsin last year and then come up to Biloxi before I did, and picking their brain at the end of last year and then picking their brain early this year about whether it's road trip stuff or lineups or guys that they saw last year, and just kind of getting that extra edge.
How much does that help you too with the non-baseball side of things, of just navigating life as a human being outside of baseball in Biloxi?
It's good. Whether it's places to eat or the golf courses that we go to, or overall just weekend stuff in Biloxi, it helps out a lot.
You have a former college teammate in Brock Wilkin alongside you on this roster, and you've already seen two more, and Bob Seymour and Antonio Menendez in the Southern League. What's it like having so many former Wake Forest guys in this league?
It's cool. The Wake Forest roots run deep. I think we face one more next year, next week, from Birmingham. Eric Adler is a reliever for them. He's a former Deacon. So really cool to see those guys after a couple of years and reconnect.
What's it like for you to see so many guys who you played with in college making it to the pro ball level and playing against them?
It's really cool. You see them from, when they're 19, 20, 21 years old to now being in Double A. Just the work that they put in over the course of their career, it's a testament to that.
What was it like facing Bob Seymour?
It's good. Bob's a great guy. He's a great hitter. And, just like anybody else, you just have to go at him. And if he hits it, he hits.
Does it put an extra chip on your shoulder facing him, knowing you were teammates in college? Does it add a little oomph of, all right, I got to get you out?
I don't know if I have to get him out, but, you got to put a good showing out against him because, you don't want to give that bat away. No bragging rights.
Another big thing that you guys do as a pitching staff is there are an assortment of Nerf footballs, regular football, rugby balls. Last year out in the bullpen from Josh Spence, there was an Aussie Rules football ball. What is it like having so many extra assorted equipment things that aren't a baseball out there for you guys to warm up?
It's cool. We kick a soccer ball around. We throw the football. Just trying to stay athletic and hang loose a little bit before we kind of get to work.
When you were a guy who played football in high school, had a couple of offers as well, does it scratch the itch a little bit to get back to playing football out there?
A little bit. I think as long as I don't put on a helmet, I won't start going crazy. But, it's cool to throw around the football, throw some routes, kind of feel like I'm an athlete again.
Are you guys assembling a team of football players out there? Because Nick Merkel said he might be able to cut it in Washington State High School football as a tight end. You guys assembling positions? You're going to go 11-on-11 with another staff?
I think we've talked about who's like middle linebacker, who's our fullback, wideouts, corners, and stuff like that. I can't remember my position, but I think I'd be in the middle somewhere.
Who's commanding the quarterback position?
That's a great question. I think Justin Yeager should be our quarterback. I think he spins the best ball, but I don't think he'd want to play it. We'll see.
Shane, thanks much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
This has been today's pregame interview.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Crown Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Crown Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Jay McBlake alongside you. We are getting set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-20 on the season against the Mississippi Braves, who enter today at 15-23. Before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
First pitch right around the corner between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-20 and the Mississippi Braves at 15-23. The Shuckers enter today four games back of first place in the Southern League South Division with 30 games to go in the first half of the regular season. A win today for Biloxi would split the series with the M Braves and would give them two straight wins. We're heading back home for 12 home games in 13 days against the Birmingham Barons and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the M Braves, it's the lefty Drew Parrish, 3-3 with a 3.47 ERA. Today makes his ninth appearance and eighth start. He's thrown 36 and a third innings, nine walks, 33 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .271 against him. He's been terrific at home at 2.45 ERA in two home starts. And today he makes his eighth start of the season and his third at this ballpark. For the Shuckers, it's the righty T.J. Shook, 2-4 with a 3.48 ERA on the season. He makes his eighth start of the year, 32 and two-thirds innings, 11 walks, 44 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just .197 against him. He is coming off of two terrific starts against the Montgomery Biscuits a week ago. Two starts through 10 innings, allowed just two runs. Both of them came in the Sunday series finale. He walked just three and struck out 16, eight in the opener, eight in the finale, as he enters today with 44 strikeouts on the year, tied for the most out of any pitcher on this Shuckers staff. Starting lineup today for the Shuckers is built by Renova Roofing. Eric Brown Jr. is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. back in the lineup for the second consecutive day after not being in the lineup before yesterday. It was the first time since May 10th. Xavier Warren is behind him. Ethan Murray bats behind Warren. And 7, 8, 9 in the order goes Noah Campbell and the Yerzy and Lamar Sparks. For the M Braves, Justin Dean leads it off. Nacho Alvarez Jr. bats second. Drake Baldwin bats in the three spot. Gilbert Sanchez bats cleanup. Geraldo Quintero bats fifth. And the lineup rounds out with Tyler Tulvey, Cal Conley, Brandon Parker, and Cade Bunnell. Shuckers and M Braves rounding out their final six games set at this ballpark in 2024. And T.J. Shook gets the start for Biloxi against the lefty, Drew Parrish. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. When we come back, Drew Parrish will be on the hill, Eric Brown Jr. will be in the box, and we will be set for baseball on an 86-degree and beautiful clear day in Pearl, Mississippi. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouette fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Sunday. Welcome inside our coverage on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as the Shuckers round out a road trip in a series finale against the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, about 3 hours north of Biloxi. David Blake alongside you. It is a gorgeous Sunday afternoon, 86 degrees and mostly sunny. There are a couple clouds way off of the distance, and that is it. Shuckers enter today at 18-20. A win today would force a series split against the Braves. Enter today at 15-23. It would also mean, at worst case scenario, the Shuckers would enter next week and their 12-game homestand against Birmingham and Pensacola just four games behind first place in the Southern League South Division. The lefty Drew Parrish gets the start for the Braves. He's 3-3 with a 3.47 ERA this season. He makes his ninth appearance and eighth start, 36 and a third innings, 9 walks, 33 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 271 against him. for the Shuckers. It's a lineup that's built by Bernova Roofing and signed by Shuckers first-year manager Joe Arol. Eric Brown Jr. is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovey bats second. Brock Wolken is in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. yesterday was down in the sixth spot in the lineup, was back in the lineup for the first time since May 10th. Today, he is in the cleanup spot. Xavier Warren bats fifth. Ethan Murray is in the sixth spot. Noah Campbell bats seventh. Andy Yerzy bats eighth. And Lamar Sparks rounds out Biloxi's starting nine. Shuckers yesterday got a big-time win over the Mississippi Braves. A 5-2 win. Five runs on 10 hits. Most runs scored in a game this series. Most hits tallied in a game this series. We're set to go on a Sunday afternoon. Shuckers wearing their blue alternate jerseys. The big Shuckers B logo on the left part of the chest. Parrish in the red and Braves uniform fires the first pitch home, and it is a call to strike one. First pitch time, 2:07 on a Sunday afternoon. 85 degrees and sunny. Wind right now in from left at 4 miles an hour. The pitch. Brown Jr. pops it up right side of the infield. Conley, the second baseman, under it. Into short right. It clanks off his glove and it drops. Cal Conley commits his second error of the season. He had to battle the sun, and the sun won. Brings up Mike Bovey. The Shuckers catch a big-time break here in the early going. Man on, the lefty Bovey, the pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Conley today is playing second. Cade Bunnell is at first. Nacho Alvarez Jr. is at short. Gilbert Sanchez is at third. Drake Baldwin is behind the plate. Brown Jr. is off first. Six stolen bases this year. The pitch, he's off to second. Bovey rolls it off Parrish's mitt. It trickles towards short. Alvarez Jr. grabs and fires to first. It is way late. The Shuckers are finding gloves, and they're finding the parts of it that allows them to get on base. That one kicked off the heel of Parrish's glove and deflected towards short. Pitching coach Wes McGuire is out alongside athletic trainer Jesus Aviles, and they get about four steps out of the dugout, and he says he's okay. Bovey picks up a hit in his second straight plate appearance going back to last night. Shuckers are in business. Two on, nobody out. Brock Wolken up as the third batter of this game. The Shuckers have a chance to take the lead before they've been retired for the first time today. The pitch to the righty Wolken. Brown Jr.'s off to third. Pitch misses low. No throw from Baldwin. And Brown Jr. has his seventh stolen base of the season. Now runners on the corners with nobody out. We're just underway. Shuckers and Braves. Final game of a six-game set. Parrish fires. Wolken takes up and away, and the count runs to 2-0. Wolken this year hitting an even 200. Two homers, eight driven in, and a 250 OBP. The 2-0 pitch. He takes off the inside corner, and the count runs to 3-0. Well, it's early on, but the Shuckers have worked a couple of at-bats against Parrish. He's thrown seven pitches, just three strikes. The 3-0 delivery. Wolken takes a strike at the very top of the zone, says home plate umpire Warren Eubanks. And the count goes to 3-1. Eubanks is behind the plate today. Chandler Durham is the first base umpire. And Joe McCarthy is at third. Parrish delivers. Wolken takes strike two. Pitch that's ruled that it's on the inside corner, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Parrish delivers. Wolken swings and pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count stays full. Parrish stands in at 5'11", 191 pounds. Went to college at Florida State. Born in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The 3-2 pitch. Wolkin waves and misses. One away now for Ernesto Martinez Jr. That was a changeup off the outside corner. Got Wolkin to chase after it. Now one out for the lefty Martinez Jr. Runners still at the corners. Bobey's at first. Brown Jr. is at third. It's a scoreless game in the top of the first inning. Parrish fires. Called strike one with a fastball. That one pours in at 91. Martinez Jr. this year hitting 284, three homers, 20 driven in. The pitch. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. One and one the count, one away. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. Parrish fires. Martinez Jr. waves and misses. He goes after a slider low and away. And now the count all of a sudden jumps to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, Bovee's off. Martinez Jr. fouls it back. He stays alive, and Bovee touches second and immediately turns around and jogs back to first. Parrish last time out went five scoreless innings, allowed just two hits at Rocket City last Sunday. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. That was the 15th pitch of this first inning from Parrish. Just nine of them have been strikes. Shuckers have had a patient approach so far today. Time's called by Martinez Jr. He steps out. It's a big opportunity. Early on in the game, Shuckers would love some runs. It's a ballpark where runs are hard to come by. Parrish checks back to first. Bobby's back to the bag. It's a race to two at this ballpark. Teams who score two or more runs at this ballpark are 15-3 this year. Shuckers did it last night. They scored five. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. swings and bloops it out to right center. Conley, the second baseman, under it. He makes the catch. Brown Jr. bluffs a tag from third. There's no throw. Martinez Jr. gets jammed. Pops out, two away. Brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Warren digs in at the very back of the right-handed box against the lefty Parrish. Two out, two on. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Parrish fires. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren sitting 202 this year, a home run, 11 driven in, and a 288 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. He takes up and in. Fastball at 91. The count goes to 2-0. Shuckers yesterday scored five runs. All five of them scored with two away, including an RBI double from Warren in the second. That gave the Shuckers a 1-0 lead. The 2-0 pitch. Bobby's off to second. Pitch misses up. Throw to second. Finds Consley. Mick Conley comes home. Brown Jr. to the plate. The tag in time. And Brown Jr.'s retired. He slid towards the outside corner of home plate. And that ends the inning. No runs. One hit. One error. One runner left on base. We're through a half inning of play, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with a sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, and the righty, DJ Shook, out to the hill for Biloxi. He makes his eighth start of the year. Shuckers went scoreless in the top of the first inning. Shook's 2-4 with a 3.48 this year. A 3.48 ERA. 32 2/3 innings, 11 walks, 44 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting just 197 against him. Justin Dean leads things off for the Braves in a lineup that's built by Renova Roofing. Nacho Alvarez Jr. bats second. Trey Baldwin is in the three spot. Hubert Sanchez rounds out the top four. Shook was terrific in his two starts last week at home. Fires his first pitch today, and it's called strike at the knees. A sinker at 89, and we're off and running. He's a five-pitch guy. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, and a curveball. The 0-1 pitch misses low. The slider at 76. The count evens 1-1. Dean's hitting 253 this year. Two homers, 16 driven in. The 1-1 pitch misses low. Sinker at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to 2-1. This is an Braves team that has been limited to just 8 runs in the first 5 games of this series. The pitch. Dean lines it towards center. Sparks back on it towards the warning track. Looks up and takes a hop over the wall for a ground rule double. That ball was smashed. A center cut fastball at 90 miles an hour, and Dean jumped all over it. Off the bat at 100 miles an hour, travels 394 feet. And it's a leadoff double for Dean. Brings up the righty, Nacho Alvarez Jr. Alvarez Jr. hitting 262 this year with a 379 OBP. The righty Shook steers in. Man on second, nobody out. The pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. That was a sinker at 89. Dean a short leadoff second. Murray, the second baseman, holds him on. He's about maybe 3 or 4 feet to the first base side of the bag. The 1-0 pitch. Hammered foul, third base side. Count evens 1-1. That was a sinker at 88. Alvarez Jr. was way ahead of it. Hit it above the third base dugout. Counts even, 1-1, nobody out. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. Shook comes home. Alvarez Jr. takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. This is Shook's third start against the Braves. All three have come in this ballpark. So far, 4 runs allowed in 8 2/3 innings. 4 walks, 11 strikeouts. The 2-1 pitch. Slider misses up, and the count runs to 3-1. Both of his first two starts in this ballpark came during the Shuckers' first trip here. Marked their first road trip of the season. Shuckers have played a lot of road games this year. Today finishes up a stretch that sees Biloxi play 18 of 24 away from home. The 3-1 pitch misses up, and he walks Alvarez Jr. on fire. Pitch. 2-1, nobody out for the lefty Drake Baldwin.
Next up, our catcher, number 28, Drake.
The bottom of the first inning shaping up to be very similar to the top of the first inning. Both of the first two batters reached for Biloxi in the top of the first. They were unable to score. Each of the first two have reached for the M-Braves in the bottom of the inning. We'll see what they do here. Lefty Baldwin is up. The righty Shook delivers. It's popped up. Third base side. Yerzy the catcher over. And it lands out of play. It goes 0-1. Starting defense today for Biloxi. Xavier Warren's in left. Lamar Sparks is in center. Noah Kimball's in right. Brock Wilkin commands third. Eric Brown Jr., who shifted over right now from short, just about behind second, is at short today. Ethan Murray's at second. Mike Bovey's at first. And Andy Yerzy, we just met him. He's behind the plate. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The changeup at 83 from Shook. First changeup we've seen today from him. It's the pitch that at times can get a lot of movement towards the outside corner away from a left-handed bat. Dean dances around. Shook steps off. Brown Jr. at short has gone in towards second and then back out towards his position. Kind of playing a little bit of a cat and mouse game with Dean. The pitch. Backdoors a slider that misses. Off the outside corner is the ruling from the home plate umpire, and the count goes to 2-1. That outside corner has been a little bit of an unforgiving part of the plate to the Shuckers early. The 2-1 pitch, Dean's off to third. The pitch is hammered out to right. Campbell's back on it. Warning track, looks up, and it's gone. Three batters in, and Drake Baldwin gives the M-Braves a 3-0 lead.
A blast from Baldwin off the 1-0 drill.
It's Baldwin's third of the year, up to 17 runs driven in. And for just the 17th time in 39 games, the M-Braves have scored more than two runs in a game. And it's come three batters in. 102 off the bat, 391 feet. Shook delivers home to the righty Gilbert Sanchez. It's a called strike at the top of the zone. The M-Braves entering today had just eight runs in five games in this series. The 0-1 pitch. Sanchez rolls it to third. Wilkin charges in, bare hands it, slings it to first. Not in time. Sanchez beats it out, and each of the first four have reached on three hits and a walk. Brings up the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Third base umpire Joe McCarthy is having a quick chat with Shook on the back of the mound.
Geraldo
Quintero steps in from the left side against the righty Shook. It's 3-0 M-Braves, bottom of the first inning. One on, nobody out. The pitch. Quintero takes low and inside. It's a curveball at 79. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Sanchez went about two steps towards second, then stopped and turned around. This is a M-Braves team that steals a lot of bases. They lead all of AA in the category. They've stolen 74 this year. The pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. It was a sinker at 90 miles an hour. Shook's about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning. He's thrown just six strikes. Three of the six strikes have been hit. The 3-0 pitch. It's ruled up. And the strike zone is through an inning of play. Very small this afternoon. It's the second walk of the inning. Sanchez to second. Quintero to first. And it brings up the lefty Tyler Tolvey. Andy Yerzy's out to the mound to talk to Shook. Up and away to lefties has been small today. And out comes home plate umpire Warren Eubanks to break it up. Shocker's bullpen starts to get moving. Nick Merkel has grabbed a baseball and started throwing. Tyler Tolvey stands in. 2-1, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Shocker's trailing 3-0. The pitch. Tolvey chops it through his legs to the screen, and the count goes 0-1. Sanchez at second, Quintero at first. Tolvey this year hitting 150 with a 198 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and lifts it down the left field line. Warren's over. And it drops down out of play into the party deck. And the count goes 0-2. It's turning into a lengthy inning for Shook. He's about to throw his 22nd pitch. He's topped out at 79 this year in seven starts. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Shook delivers. Curveball, called strike three. Right in the outside corner. Tolvey's retired. And now one away for the switch hitter, Cal Conley. He digs in from the left side against the righty Shook. It's 3-0 M Braves. Two on, one away. Eric Brown Jr. at short, chips up the middle. Brock Wilkins stays home at third. There's about 75 feet of separation between the two on the left side. Shook comes home. Conley stares at strike one. It's a sinker at 91. Conley's hitting 218 this season with a 293 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Conley swings and lifts it over Murray's glove at second and into right center. Sanchez turns around the corner at third and comes home. Campbell fires it back in towards the infield. It's an RBI single from Conley. Quintero goes first to third. And it's 4-0 M Braves. It's Conley's 10th RBI of the year.
Number 22, Brandon Parker.
And seven batters in, four have scored. Six of reach, and the M Braves lead at 4-0. The righty Brandon Parker steps in. Runners in the corners with one away. Shook comes home. Conley off to second. The pitch is a called strike. It's a slider on the outside corner. Conley picks up his 11th stolen base of the year. Here's he didn't throw it down. Merkel continues to get warm in that Shocker's bullpen. Infield in. The pitch. Parker waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner. And the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. It's 4-0 M Braves in the bottom of the first inning. The 0-2 pitch. Parker pops it foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. The righty Shook comes set. Now delivers. Parker waves and misses. Goes fishing in an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. It's the second strikeout of the inning for Shook. And it brings up the lefty, Kate Bunnell. Bunnell's in the ninth spot in the order. Nick Merkel is continuing to warm in the bullpen for Biloxi. Oh, it's a big get if Shook can get out of this inning without surrendering any more. Runners on second and third with two away. The pitch. Bunnell checks his swing. Check to the third base umpire up the middle. He says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-0. That was a curveball at 79. The 1-0 pitch. Bunnell waves and misses. Fastball up high at 91. The count evens 1-1. Bunnell's in the ninth spot, hitting 137 this year with a 290 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He waves and misses. Way ahead of a changeup at 83. The count goes to 1-2. Shook one strike away from getting out of this inning without surrendering any more damage. It's 4-0 M Braves in the bottom of the first. Shook comes set. Now fires home. Bunnell tips it foul off Yerzy's gear. Trickles about halfway up the first base line. The count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Shook stares in, first base side of the rubber. Quintero's off third, Conley's off second. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses up. Fastball at 91, and the count evens 2-2. Shook has not been able to get anything called a strike top of the zone here in this first inning. That one didn't miss by much. The 2-2 delivery. Bunnell takes low. Change up at 82. Count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Shook delivers. Bunnell takes away, and they're loaded up for Justin Dean at the top of the order. And manager Joe Arold is out of the Shuckers dugout. T.J. Shook will not get out of the first inning. Nine have come to the plate so far. Four have scored, and the bases are loaded for Justin Dean. We're still in the first inning. It's 4-0 M Braves, the Biloxi Shuckers.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
The M-Braves have battered around here in the bottom of the first inning. They lead it 4-0. The righty Nick Merkel now enters for Biloxi. He faces Justin Dean at the top of the order with the bases loaded. Cade Bunnell's at first, Cal Conley at second, Geraldo Quintero is at third. And the righty Merkel delivers. Slider called strike at the knees. The count goes 0-1. The ball gets by Merkel on the way back. Here comes the runner home. There's no throw, and it's 5-0. Yerzy is arguing with the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, that Dean called time and went out of the box, and now Shuckers manager Joe Averill is out of the dugout. And the umpires will come together. That was a weird, weird play. Yerzy went to throw it back. It got by Merkel. Quintero comes home. Umpires come together. They come to their decision. And they rule that time was not called. Quintero comes home. Everybody else stays put. Conley at second, Bunnell at first. It goes as an E2 that allows Quintero to score, and it is 5-0 M-Braves. It is the bottom of the first inning with two outs. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses low. Yerzy blocks it up, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Lifted towards left center. Sparks is over from center. Comes in, makes the catch, and it ends the inning. The M-Braves score 5 in the first inning. 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and they strand 2. At the end of the second, Checkers trail 5-0 on the Biloxi Checkers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We head to the top of the second inning. The Shuckers trail it 5-0. Final game of a 6-game set against the Mississippi Braves. The Shuckers win today with split the series. They have some work to do. The M-Braves put up a 5 spot in the bottom of the first. Lefty Drew Parrish delivers home to Xavier Warren. He swings and misses at the first pitch. He's a switch hitter in from the right side against the lefty Parrish. He was at the plate in the top of the first inning when Eric Brown Jr. was caught trying to steal home. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-2. in the bottom of the first inning. 5 runs on 4 hits for the M-Braves. 4 of the 5 runs were earned and charged to starter T.J. Shook. He gives up 4 earned runs in 2/3 of an inning. 0-2 pitch. Warren tips it foul in and out of Drake Baldwin's mitt behind the plate. The count stays at 0-2. Warren's hitting 202 on the season with a 288 OBP. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3. And that is ruled on the outside corner. The strike zone has been a little unforgiving to the Biloxi Shuckers today. Warren strikes out, and it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. The pitch. He swings and misses at a fastball, top of the zone at 91. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Murray's hitting 179 this year with a 287 OBP. Parrish fires. Murray swings and drives it towards deep center. Dean's back on it, rounds it off in deep center, and he makes the catch. Warren strikes out. Murray smashes one to deep center. And quickly, 2 away for the lefty, Drew Parrish. That was off Murray's bat on 101 miles an hour. It settles in a deep center. 2 away, nobody on, and the switch hitter Campbell is up from the right side. First pitch, he waves and misses, and the count goes 0-1. He's hitting 250 this year with Biloxi. Goes along with a 390 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Parrish fires. Campbell takes low. Baldwin blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-2. Parrish kicks and fires. Campbell takes low. It's a changeup at 82. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Campbell swings and rolls it. Through the right side, Connolly gives it a dive at second, and it's in right for a single. Campbell picks up his first hit of the series. Snaps an 0 for 11 skid. And it brings up the left-handed hitting, Andy Yerzy. Yerzy digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the lefty Parrish. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 5-0 in Braves. Checkers have a runner on with 2 outs in the top of the second. Parrish comes home. Yerzy swings and pumps it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Short lead for Campbell. Parrish fires. Yerzy takes a slider at the knees for strike 2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Checkers down 5-0 in the top of the second. Parrish delivers. Yerzy takes away. Slider off the outside corner at 81. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and tips it foul into Baldwin's mitt for strike 3. And that ends the inning. Parrish bookends a scoreless second with a pair of strikeouts. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base for an inning and a half, and it's 5-0 M-Braves. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Guy can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekoSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Bottom of the second inning, it's 5-0 Braves over the Shuckers. The righty Nick Merkel back to work, and he faces the righty Nacho Alvarez Jr. First pitch of the second, he's a wave and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Merkel came in for the righty T.J. Shook, Shuckers starter today, lasted just 2/3 of an inning. Gave up 4 earned runs, 5 runs total, on 4 hits and 3 walks. The pitch. It's a slider, called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The Braves sent 10 to the plate in the first inning. Half of them scored. 7 of the 10 reached. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Alvarez Jr. drew a walk in the first, came around to score on Drake Baldwin's 3-run homer. Time is called. There's a loose baseball down the left field line. It's a race between the ball boy and Xavier Warren. And the ball boy has quickly let Xavier Warren win that battle. Warren picks it up. Oh, there's a kid who wanted the baseball. That might have been the kid who put it on the field. The Shuckers now relay it back to the dugout. Might have been a random kid. Either way, ball is off the field. That's the important part. Counts at 1-2. The righty Alvarez Jr. Merkel fires. Curveball handcuffs him, and it misses inside at 79. Count evens 2-2. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. The 2-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes full. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out against the righty Alvarez. The payoff pitch tipped foul back to the screen. Alvarez Jr. stays alive. By the way, for Merkel, this is his 12th appearance of the year. 16 2/3 innings with a 5.40 ERA. 8 walks and 19 strikeouts. He's topped out at 3 innings this year, back on April 24th at Pensacola. The 3-2 pitch, curveball. Alvarez Jr. rolls it to third. Wilkin grabs it, takes a step, slings it to first. It's in time. That retires Alvarez Jr. for the first down. Brings up the lefty Drake Baldwin.
Drake Baldwin.
Baldwin hit a 3-run homer back in the first inning. Left-handed bat put one about 100 feet over the wall. The pitch. He swings and hits it over Murray's head at second. It's in a right center for a single. Campbell cuts it off in the alleyway.
Baldwin stays at first, and in two innings, he's 2-for-2, and halfway to the cycle, brings up the righty, Yolbert Sanchez. A home run off the bat at 102 in the first inning. This one off his bat at 106. It brings up the righty, Yolbert Sanchez. And an infield single back in the first, also came around and scored. Merkel delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 5-0 in the bottom of the second. The pitch popped up out towards right center. Murray, the second baseman under, battles the sun, and he makes the catch. Sanchez is retired for the second out. And it brings up the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Quintero digs in from the right side against, check that, the left side against the righty Merkel. Two out, one on, 5-0 M Braves in the second. Merkel delivers. Popped up. Out towards right center. Murray backpedals. Campbell comes in. Right fielder Campbell calls him off, makes the running catch. And it ends the inning. No! Catcher's interference is called. And instead of a flyout that ends the inning continues, and it brings up Tyler Tolvey.
Next up, Tyler Tolvey.
It started out as a tough day for Biloxi, and it has been a tough first two innings for the Biloxi Shuckers. Runners in first and second. Pitch to the lefty, Tolvey. He's popped foul out of play behind home plate, and the count goes 0-1. It's the first time we've seen catcher's interference called in a game this season with the Shuckers. It's their second error today. Two out, two on, 5-0 M Braves. Merkel fires. Back doors a slider. Called a strike. And the count goes 0-2. Tolvey struck out on a curveball back in the first inning. The righty Merkel comes set. Third base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Curveball. He waves and misses. And it takes three more pitches, but Merkel gets out of the inning. No runs, one hit, one error. Two runners left on base. Into the third, it's 5-0 M Braves. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
One and two in the order due up for Biloxi. We're in the top of the third inning. The lefty Drew Parrish faces the righty Lamar Sparks. The Shuckers trail it 5-0. First pitch of the inning. Sparks fouls it off. First base side and out of play. The count goes 2-1. We were just joining us. The Shuckers had each of the first two reach in the first inning. Did not score a run. The M Braves answered with five. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the inside corner. The count goes 2-2. Parrish today has struck out three, allowed just two hits. And he fires home. Sparks waves and misses. Changeup off the outside corner at 81. It's the fourth strikeout today for Parrish. That's been his go-to pitch. Four strikeouts, all of them on the changeup. And it's back to the top of the order, righty Eric Brown Jr. The pitch. Brown Jr. takes away from the right-handed box. And the count goes to 1-0. He reached in an error back in the first. It's a ball that clanked off the heel of Cal Conley's mitt. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and fouls it back. Count evens 1-1. It's 5-0. M Braves up on Biloxi. 1-1 pitch. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-1 pitch. Brown Jr. swings and rolls it over the third base bag. It's fair and under Sanchez's glove. It rolls through a gate and down the line. Brown Jr. into second, takes a hard turn and stops. Quintero fires it in. Brown Jr. has an extra base hit. Shuckers are in business. Man on second with one away for Mike Bovey. There was a gate that was open a little bit on the third base side. The ball boy closed it just so the ball whizzed by. And now the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position for the first time since the first. And the lefty Mike Bovey comes up. It's 5-0 M Braves in the top of the third inning. Parrish delivers. Bovey rolls it left side of the infield. Alvarez Jr. grabs it at short, fires to first. In time. It beats Bovey by maybe a quarter of a step. Bovey's retired for the second out. Brings up the righty Brock Wilken. Wilkins 0-1 today with a strikeout back in the first inning. It's 5-0. M Braves up on Biloxi in the top of the third. Lefty Parrish checks second. Now comes home. Wilkins waves and misses. Fastball by him at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it towards center. Dean's back on it. Rounds it off in deep center. And he makes the catch. Wilken hammered it at the straightaway center. It ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and it's 5-0 M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The third inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl. David Blake back alongside you. It's 5-0. M Braves up on Biloxi. Randy Nick Merkel is back to work, and he faces the switch hitter Cal Conley in from the left side. First pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Biloxi. 5 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the M Braves. All 5 runs in the first inning. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss. The count evens 1-1. Each of the first 5 reached, each of the first 5 scored for the M Braves. All runs attributed to TJ Shook. 4 of them earned. Went 2/3 of an inning in his start. The 1-1 pitch lifted to third, right to Wilken. Has a little bit of a baby hop, and he snags it for the out. One away, and it brings up the righty, Brandon Parker. Merkel has been terrific in this relief outing. He's being asked to go long because the Shuckers have no other option than to have the relievers go long. First pitch to the righty Parker is a slider, and it's a called strike 1. Merkel stands in on the hill at 6'7", 255 pounds. Was one of 4 players in the organization last year at 6'7" or taller. The 0-1 pitch, Parker fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-2. Funny enough, the Shuckers have 3 of those guys on their roster. It's Merkel, who's at 6'7", Jacob Mizorowski at 6'7", and then Russell Smith at 6'8". The 0-2 pitch, curveball, Parker waves and misses. Thing flutters in at 82. And it's the second strikeout of the day for Merkel. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
5-0 M Braves. 2 out. Nobody on in the bottom of the third. Righty Nick Merkel delivers up and away to the lefty Cade Bunnell. And the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. The 1-0 delivery. Bunnell takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers right now are trying to hold the line on the defensive side and scratch across some runs against the lefty Drew Parrish at the plate. They trail it 5-0. All 5 runs in the first inning for the M Braves. 2-0 pitch. It is a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Today's the series finale. Shuckers are back home for 12 games at Shuckers Ballpark in 13 days starting on Tuesday. The 2-1 pitch misses inside. It flies by Yerzy. And the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers will play 6 against Birmingham, who leads the North Division, and then 6 against Pensacola, who is in a dead heat for first place in the South Division with Montgomery. They're playing each other this week, and they've gone back and forth, back and forth. They're getting underway in just about 25 minutes. The 3-1 pitch, curveball, called strike at the knees, and the count goes full. Merkel trying to author a scoreless third inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. He fires home. Bunnell swings and drives it out to right. Campbell races back on it. At the warning track towards the line, he makes the catch. And it ends the inning. It's It's a 1-2-3 inning authored by Nick Merkel. We enter the fourth, and it's 5-0 M-Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
The top of the fourth inning. Javik Blake back alongside you. The Shuckers trail it 5-0 against the Mississippi Braves. No runs, three hits, two errors for Biloxi. Five runs, all in the first inning for the M-Braves. Five hits and an error. The lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. stands in against the lefty Drew Parrish, who's into his fourth inning of work. He fires home. Martinez Jr. swings and drives it out to right. Parker back on it. Leaps, and it's by him. Rolls to the wall. Martinez Jr. rounds first. He's in a second. That thing was smoked off his bat at 107 miles an hour. And the Shuckers have the leadoff man in scoring position.
Next up, Xavier Warren.
For Martinez Jr., that's his 14th extra base hit of the season. And it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the right side. Shuckers have a chance to get on the board for the first time today. Warren's 0-for-1, struck out looking on a changeup. We have a momentary delay. Gate was open down the right field line. The pitch. Called strike at the top of the zone, and the count goes 0-1. Martinez Jr. is at second. That 107-mile-an-hour line drive double, the hardest hit ball we've seen from either side this week. The 0-1 pitch. Warren swings and drives it out to right center. Parker's over. It's down for a base hit. He grabs it on a hop. Martinez Jr. gets the stop sign from Pena. Had a hard turnaround third, and now he's back to the bag. Runners on the corners with one away for the righty, Ethan Murray. That was off Warren's bat at 100 miles an hour. Shuckers right now, we're getting to Parrish in this fourth inning. Chance to make this a game. The righty, Ethan Murray, is up. Runners in the corners. It's 5-0 M-Braves. The pitch. He takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's 0-for-1, floods a dead center. A ball off his bat at 101 miles an hour back in the second. Parrish fires. Murray takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Sam Gardner is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Warren's off first. Parrish kicks and delivers. Murray waves and misses. Chases a changeup off the outside corner at 81. And the count goes to 2-1. Martinez Jr. is at third. Warren's at first. Parrish delivers. Murray checks his swing. It doesn't matter. It's a called strike. Another change of the knees. And the count evens 2-2. That's been Parrish's go-to pitch. 4 strikeouts today. All of them have come on the changeup. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Dribbled out in front of home plate. Foul. It's ruled that it hit him inside the box. Count stays at 2-2. Warren is at first. Martinez Jr. is at third. The Shuckers are one swing away from making this a 2-run game in just the 4th inning. The 2-2 pitch. Murray waves and misses. Fastball that's dialed up to 91. 5th strikeout of the day for Parrish. It brings up the switch hitter Noah Campbell from the right side. Runners of the corners, one away. Campbell's up. He singled back in the second. Checkers trail it 5-0. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 1-0. A week ago, Campbell was up in AAA with the Nashville Sounds in a 430-plus foot homer against the Durham Bulls. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and pops it up out to left. Not deep. Alvarez Jr. is out. Quintero's on, and one hops him, and it's down for a base hit. Martinez Jr. scores. Warren scampers to third on the play. Campbell singles, and the Shuckers are on the board. It's 5-1. Great heads-up base running by Warren. Quintero slid, and it one hopped him. Warren was standing right next to second. Quickly got to third. Up comes Andy Yerzy for Campbell. That's his 5th RBI of the year. Runners in the corners again with one away. Tying run stands on deck. Parrish fires. Yerzy swings and drives it out to right. Not deep. Conley, the second baseman, is out. Battles the sun under it, and he makes the catch. 2 away, and it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks struck out on a curveball. Back on, check that, a changeup back in the 3rd inning. Shuckers trail it 5-1. Runners the corners with 2 away. They've got 1 of the 5 back. A second standing 90 feet away. Parrish fires. Sparks dribbles it back to the mound. Parrish grabs it, turns around, fires to first. It's in time. And the Shuckers are held to just a run. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors, 2 runners left on base. Shuckers have stranded 5, and they trail it 5-1 through 3.5. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Way into the bottom of the fourth inning, the Shuckers go back to the bullpen. Nick Merkel faces nine batters in two and a third innings. And in comes the righty Sam Gardner. He faces the righty Justin Dean at the top of the order. And his first pitch comes home. Check swing on a curveball. First base umpire says he goes around. And the count goes 2-1. The Shuckers trail 5-1. Gardner this year makes his 13th appearance. He has a 4.5 ERA. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike, slider on the outside corner. And the count goes 0-2. He's gone 17 and a third innings, 6 walks, 25 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 206 against him. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. This is the type of day where you feel like, despite the fact that this ballpark is allergic to having runs scored in, 5 is not out of the realm of possibility. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing, top of the zone. He does not go, and it is ruled a ball. Count evens 2-2. It's a ballpark that's ERA is below 2.25. The 2-2 pitch. Dean takes away, and the count goes to 3-2. That was a fastball at 93. The Shuckers down 5-1. They have 6 hits today. Found themselves with more than a couple of base runners. The 3-2 pitch, curveball, called strike 3, top of the zone. One away, and it brings up the righty, now Nacho Alvarez Jr. By the way, final line for Nick Merkel, 2 1/3 innings, no runs allowed, 1 hit allowed, no walks, 2 strikeouts. And he throws 29 pitches. 1 out, nobody on for the righty, Nacho Alvarez Jr. Gardner fires Alvarez Jr. way late on it. Lines it towards the Shuckers dugout. The count goes 0-1. It hit off the top and then deflected off of 4 different people's hands. Andrew Staling, Katie Bowersox, the athletic training staff was right there. 0-1 pitch. Check swing on a curveball. Fire rules, he goes around. The count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 5-1 Braves. The 0-2 pitch. Misses away with a fastball. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Alvarez Jr. pops it foul and out of play behind home plate. Count stays at 1-2. Gardner, first base side of the rubber, delivers home. Check swing, slider. They say he goes around. Yerzhu blocks it up, taps the tag on him.
Next up,
Drake. 2 away now for the lefty, Drake Baldwin. 2 up, 2 down, both on strikeouts from Gardner. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the ninth inning, Rocket City leads Tennessee 2-0. Everything else is later. The pitch, curveball, lifted out to left. Warren under it. Now takes 2 steps in, reaches up with the tan mitt, and he makes the catch. Retires Baldwin for the final out. And it's a 1-2-3 fourth inning authored by Sam Gardner. Way into the fifth, it's 5-1 Mississippi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Way into the top of the fifth inning, the Shuckers trail it 5-1 against the Mississippi Braves. Final game of the series, final game of a road trip for Biloxi. Wrap up a stretch that has seen them play 18 of their last 24 on the road. Today they trail it 5-1 against the M Braves into the fifth. The lefty Drew Parrish faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. First pitch is a curveball low. The count goes to 1-0. Brown Jr. is 1-for-2 today, reached on an error in the first, doubled down the left field line in the third. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and slices it down the right field line. Bunnell, the first baseman, is over into foul territory towards the retaining wall, and he makes the catch. It retires Brown Jr. for the first out, and it brings up the lefty Mike Bovee. Shuckers trail it 5-1. Five runs, five hits, and an error for the M Braves. One run, six hits, and two errors for Biloxi. Lefty-lefty matchup against Bovee. And Parrish delivers. Bovee takes strike one on the outside corner. Bovee today is playing first base, something he's done this year and something he has not done much before this year. The 0-1 pitch. Bovee swings and slices it in the left. It's down for a base hit. Bovee is a multi-hit performance. His 11th multi-hit performance since being promoted to AA a month ago. And now a man on with one away for the righty Brock Wilkin. This is a ballpark where offense just is not usually a thing. It's just not. Teams are 14-4 when they score two or more runs in this ballpark. But today, it's 5-1 M Braves in the top of the fifth, and it feels like the offense is coming in a big way. The pitch, Wilkin dribbles it through the right side. There's nobody there, and it's in a right. Bovee to second. Wilkin reaches with a single, and the Shuckers have something rolling. Tying runs on deck. Cal Conley was shifted a little bit towards second, and Wilkin dribbled it off the bat at 64 miles an hour. And it brings out the pitching coach, Wes McGuire. The Shuckers have 8 hits in 4 1/3 innings against Parrish. His pitch count is now at 64. Full mound meeting. By the way, fans, foul balls today are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Roldy Munoz is warming up in the bullpen for the M Braves. He's a guy who can get up there on the radar gun. Him and Ben Joyce faced off against each other in an inning last weekend against Rocket City. Joyce sat 101 in the top of the inning. Munoz came out in the bottom of the inning and sat at 100, 101, and 102. The Shuckers, a prime opportunity to get back on the board before them. First pitch to the lefty, Martinez Jr., is lifted out to left center. Quintero is in. Alvarez Jr., the shortstop, is out, navigates, and he makes the catch. Infield fly was called for. And now two away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren's one for two today with a single and a right. Shuckers trailing 5-1. Two on, two out in the top of the fifth. Big inning for Biloxi to try and get back into this thing. The pitch. Warren takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The lefty, Parrish, fires. Called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Warren, a switch hitter, does not bat a ton from the right side, simply because there are a lot more right-handed pitchers in the world than lefties. But he's done well against lefties, including today. He's 5-17. The pitch. He swings and rolls it to third. Sanchez gobbles it up, bobbles it, fires a long way to first. Not in time. Warren beats it out. And it's an E5, the second error of the day for the M-Braves, the fourth error we've seen in this game. And they're loaded up with two away for Ethan Murray. And that ends the day for Drew Parrish. Ethan Murray set to face Roldy Munoz at 100+. Flores out of the dugout, Parrish out of the game. And with two outs and the bases loaded in the fifth inning, Roldy Munoz against Ethan Murray, who's set to come up as the tying run when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers trailing 5-1. We're on the top of the fifth inning with two out. And up stands Ethan Murray with the bases loaded against the flamethrower, Roldy Munoz. Munoz makes his fourth appearance of the year. He's allowed two runs on two hits in 3 2/3 innings. He inherits the bases loaded. And the righty delivers home. First pitch misses away. It's a slider at 87. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have the bases loaded. Mike Bovee's at third. Brock Wilkins at second. Xavier Warren's at first. They have eight hits today. Just one run. And they trail by four. Munoz fires. Murray takes low. That was a sinker at 96. Munoz just reared back and chucked it. Counts at 2-0. Munoz can regularly touch 100. He fires home. Murray swings and shoots it foul. First base side and out of play. It's a sinker at 97. And the count goes to 2-1. He touched 100 twice two outings ago against Rocket City. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. But if you throw 100, you still have to throw it in the zone. The Shuckers tied for the most walks in the Southern League entering today with 141. And 3-1 is the count to Murray with the bases loaded. The pitch misses low, and it walks in a run. For the second straight day, it's a bases-loaded walk from Ethan Murray. Bobey comes home, Wilkin to third, Warren to second. It's now 5-2. And Noah Campbell stands in from his more dominant side, the left side, with the bases loaded. You can feel the tide starting to turn in this one. Campbell's 2-for-2 with an RBI. Munoz fires. Campbell checks his swing. It's a called strike. A slider at 85. Shuckers trail at 5-2. Bases loaded, two out. The top of the fifth inning. Munoz delivers. Campbell takes low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. Munoz entering today had walked just one in 3 2/3 innings with 8 strikeouts. It's walked the first batter he's faced today. Bases loaded, two away. The pitch. Campbell takes low. It's a sinker at 98. And the count goes to 2-1. A healthy diet of turbo sinkers from Munoz. The 2-1 pitch. Campbell takes low, and the count runs to 3-1. Munoz can't find the zone right now. 10 pitches, 2 strikes, and the count's at 3-1. He fires home. Campbell swings and ropes it down the right field line, foul, and the count goes full. Just a bit ahead of a slider at 87, and the count's full with 2 outs and the bases loaded. Wilkins at third, Warren's at second, Murray's at first. Potentially one of the biggest moments in this game. The 3-2 pitch, everybody goes. Campbell chops it foul into the Shuckers' dugout off the netting. The count stays full. Wilkins at third. Warren is at second. Murray is at first. They'll all be off with the pitch. Campbell chokes up. Munoz delivers. Runners go. It misses low, and it walks in another. Wilkins scores. Warren to third. Murray to second. It's 5-3. Wes McGuire quickly charges out of the dugout, and up comes Andy Yerzy. The bases are still loaded, and the tying run stands in scoring position. What a turnaround. The Shuckers were down 5-0. In the bottom of the first inning with 2 outs, T.J. Shook, their starter, did not get out of the first inning. The offense has battled, scratched, and clawed their way back into this thing. It's now 5-3 with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning. Andy Yerzy stands in for the left side. He's 0-for-2 today. Ethan Murray at second is the tying run. Munoz delivers. Yerzy takes low and inside. Sinker at 99, and the count goes to 1-0. Munoz right now just can't find the strike zone. 13 pitches, 4 strikes, 9 out of the zone. The righty Munoz delivers. Yerzy slices it foul above the Embraves dugout on the third base side. And the count evens 1-1. That was the first true fastball we've seen from Munoz today at 96. It's been a heavy and healthy diet of turbo sinkers from the righty. He comes set. Now fires. Yerzy takes Lohman inside, and the count goes to 2-1. That was another turbo sinker, that time at 99. 2-1 the count. Warren's at third. Murray's at second. Campbell is at first. The 2-1 pitch. called strike at the knees. Sinker at 99, and the count evens 2-2.
Warming up for Mississippi, number 38, Domingo Gonzalez.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the base is loaded. Munoz fires. Yerzy waves and misses. He fools him on a slider inside corner at 88, and that ends the frame. But Biloxi strikes twice. Two runs, two hits, one error, and they leave the bases loaded. We're through 4.5, and the Shuckers, who once trailed it 5-0, now just trail it 5-3. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, what do you know? The Shuckers, who trailed 5-0 after an inning of play, have made this a ball game. It's now 5-3. Righty Sam Gardner delivers home, and the first pitch is a called strike one against the righty Yolbert Sanchez. Shuckers have scored three unanswered, one in the fourth, two in the fifth, both off of bases-loaded walks. Gardner fires. It's a curveball and a called strike two outside corner to Sanchez. And Braves scored all five of their runs in the first. Gardner delivers. Wave and a miss. Buries one low. It's a slider at 83. He has three strikeouts in the first four batters faced. And it brings up the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. By the way, we want to say hello to George and Kramer in Florida on the Texas booth line, along with Kane and Sarah, who are listening in from Biloxi this afternoon. As always, you can join in on our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. The pitch to Quintero is a curveball that misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Quintero in from the left side. He's reached twice. Last time up was on catcher's interference, and he walked in the first. The pitch way ahead of a fastball, and the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Quintero rolls it foul into the Shuckers dugout and off the railing first base side. Goes to 1-2. The pitch, waving a miss. Throws a hammer slider at 82. Sam Gardner is rolling right now. Five batters faced, four strikeouts. And up comes the lefty, Tyler Tolvey. Shuckers trailing 5-3. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gardner delivers. Tolvey takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Gardner delivers. Tolvi swings and hits it a mile high and not deep. Out to short left center. Brown Jr. out. Warren, the left fielder, in. Makes the catch. And Sam Gardner has been dominant. Six up, six down. We head to the sixth inning. Shackers have scored three unanswered. What do they have in store for the sixth inning? It's 5-3 M-Braves on the Biloxi Shackers radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shackers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Of the sixth inning, 9-1-2 in the Shuckers order, due up against Roldy Munoz, who walked two of the three batters he faced in the fifth inning. The righty Munoz delivers home to the righty Lamar Sparks. First pitch is sliced foul, out of play, first base side. And the count goes 0-1. The Shuckers trail it 5-3. They once trailed it 5-0. They've scratched and clawed their way back into this one. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks waves and misses. Pitch up and in. And the count goes 0-2. Munoz has thrown a healthy diet of turbo sinkers. He's topped out at 99. Sparks, by the way, 0-2 today with the strikeout and the ground out. 0-2 pitch. Chopped out in front of home plate. Munoz off the mound. Grabs it midway up the third baseline. Fires to first. It's low and by Bunnell. It deflects out towards right. Sparks to second. It is the third error of the game for the M-Braves, and the Shuckers bring up the tying run to the plate and Eric Brown Jr.
Next up, Eric Brown Jr.
It is a hit and an error. So the Shuckers have pounded out 9 hits today. It is an E1 that allows Sparks to move to second. Lamar Sparks, by the way, is now 5-for-9 in this series. Alrighty, Eric Brown Jr. comes up. Pitch for Munoz is a slider and a called strike one. Brown Jr. is 1-for-3 today. Double to left back in the third inning. Popped out to first last time up. Munoz fires. Slider misses inside and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers have scored 3 unanswered, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Munoz is set at the belt. Now the pitch. Brown Jr. rolls it to short. Alvarez Jr. grabs it, momentum towards second. Fires high to first. Waddell jumps up and grabs it, able to get his foot back down onto the bag. And it retires Brown Jr. for the first down. And up comes the left-handed hitting Mike Bovee. It's a 5-3 lead for the M-Braves in the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers trailed it 5-0. Bovee stands in, already a multi-hit performance under his belt. He has a chance to tie it. Randy Munoz fires. He misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. credit this Shuckers offense. They were down 5-0 after one. They could have packed it in. It's not been the case. The 1-0 delivery. Bovey slices it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Not only is this a big game, the Shuckers can come back and win just in terms of coming back from down 5-0, but it is also a win they desperately need. The 1-1 pitch. Slider called the strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. They enter today 4 games back of first place in the Southern League South Division with 31 games remaining in the half. A win today would keep them at least 4 back at the most. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Before they head back home, they'll take on Birmingham for 6, who leads the North Division. And then they'll take on Pensacola for 6, who's currently in a battle with Montgomery for first place in the division. The 2-2 pitch. Bovey slices it foul, third base side, and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. So if you are Biloxi, you want to win today, get yourself back home where you've been good this year. Shuckers are 10-5 in 15 home games. See what can happen. Munoz fires. Bovey waves and misses. Got a late start. Slider at 86. It's the second out of the inning. And it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. Wilkin is 1-for-3 today. He singled in the 5th and came around to score. Sparks is off 2nd. 2 out. The Shuckers down 5-3. Munoz fires. Wilkin swings and lines it foul. First base side and out of play. Count goes to 0-1. The righty Munoz comes in. Now the pitch. Misses away. Almost gets by Baldwin. And the count evens 1-1. It's a fastball at 98. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes low. It's a slider at 88. And the count goes to 2-1. Munoz stares in. The 6'2", 24-year-old Dominican native. The pitch. Wilkin swings and slices it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Munoz fires. Slider misses up and in, and the count goes full. Sparks off 2nd. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. 5-3 M Braves in the 6th. Munoz delivers. Wilkin fouls it off and stays alive. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 97. And after the leadoff single and an error, a ground out and 2 strikeouts keeps Biloxi off the board for the first time since the 3rd inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. Biloxi stranded 9, and they trail 5-3 through 5.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Of the sixth inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl. Shuckers trail with 5-3. First pitch misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you. Alrighty, Sam Gardner faces the switch hitter Cal Connolly from the left side. Gardner delivers. Curveball. Called a strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. The Shuckers trailed it 5-0 after an inning of play. Nick Merkel and Sam Gardner have combined for 4 1/3 shutout innings on the mound. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back and misses inside. And the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trying to win today to split the series. They lost 3 of the first 4 to the week. 2-1 pitch. Lifted down the left field line. Warren ranges over. He's got plenty of time. He sticks up his mitt and he makes the catch. One away now for the righty Brandon Parker. Well, right now, Sam Gardner doesn't need anybody else in the field other than Andy Yerzy to catch the pitches. And Xavier Warren in left. The other six, no need for him. He's retired 7 in a row, 4 on strikeouts, the other 3 on flyouts to left. First pitch, the righty Brandon Parker fouled back, and the count goes 2-1. It's the first time this year that Gardner has retired a batter in a third inning of work. He has not gone 3 innings yet this year. The 0-1 pitch. Parker waves and misses. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to 0-2. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider 83. He gets his 5th strikeout of the day. One away from tying his career high. And it brings up the lefty, Cade Bennell. Gardner's been slicing and dicing today. 8 up, 8 down. And he faces the lefty, Cade Bennell. 2 outs, nobody on. It's 5-3 M Braves in the 6th. Gardner fires. Check swing, curveball low. Yerzy blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 away. Shuckers trail it 5-3. Nobody's on in the bottom of the 6th inning. Gardner fires. Bennell waves and misses a hammer curve at 83. The count goes to 1-2. Gardner trying to finish off 3 perfect innings. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled back, and we'll do it again. It's the longest outing of his double-A career. See what he goes with here. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Against the lefty, Cade Bennell. Gardner comes home. Misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Gardner gets the sign. 2-2 pitch. rolled foul first base side, and we'll do it again. Gardner steps on the rubber, first base side. Glove in front of his face gets the sign. The 2-2 pitch. Just misses away with a slider at 83. It did not miss by much, and the count's full. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Dotson's slider outside corner at 83. Nine up, nine down for Gardner, and he's tied his career high with six strikeouts. What a relief appearance from Sam Gardner. Let's go to the seventh. Shuckers trail at 5-3, but they've scored three unanswered, and the bullpen's been dominant. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 and Walmart Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We're off to the top of the seventh inning. Roldy Munoz is out. Domingo Gonzalez is in. And Braves go to their second reliever of the day. He faces the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers at one point trailed at 5-0. It's now 5-3. The first pitch of the inning, Martinez Jr. takes a massive cut and waves through a fastball. Count goes down and one. Chavik Blake back alongside you. Final line for Munoz. A little bit good, a little bit not good. Inning in a third. Gives up one hit, no runs, walks two, strikes out three. Allows two inherited runners to score. The 0-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes 0-2. Munoz throws 36 pitches, 21 strikes. Counted no balls and two strikes against the lefty Martinez Jr. He's 1-for-3 today with a double. The 0-2 pitch, he swings and drives it foul. Out of play on the third base side. That thing clanged off the roof. You could hear it all the way from up here in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Gonzalez gets sent first base side of the rubber. Now fires. Called strike three. Sinker at the knees at 95. One away, and it brings up Xavier Warner.
Next up, Xavier Warner.
Warren, a switch hitter. Up from the left side against the righty Gonzalez. Warren's 1-for-3 today. One out, nobody on. 5-3 M Braves in the seventh. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Oh. Shuckers have Will Childers warming up in the bullpen. Right-handed arm. The pitch. Warren swings and drives it towards center. Not deep enough. Dean is over in the left center, and he makes the catch. Gonzalez has retired the first two he's faced. Ethan Murray comes up, gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification. The Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Javik Blake back alongside you on the top of the seventh inning. The pitch misses away to the righty Ethan Murray, and we're back off and running. Two out, nobody on. Shuckers trail at 5-3 against the M-Braves. They at one point trailed at 5-0. They've scored three unanswered. Gonzalez fires. Murray swings and drives it foul. First base side and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Gonzalez makes his 12th appearance of the year. A 2.92 ERA and 12 1/3 innings. He fires home. Called strike on the inside corner. A sinker at 95. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball fouled back. And Murray stays alive. One ball, two strikes, two away. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers desperately trying to scratch and claw their way back to a tie game. The pitch. Murray waves and misses. Slider of 86. Then ends the inning. Gonzalez throws a perfect seventh. We head to the bottom of the inning. In comes Will Childers for Biloxi. As we stretch in pearl, M-Braves 5, Shuckers 3. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
The seventh inning, the Shuckers bullpen has done a tremendous job this afternoon. It's 5-3 M-Braves, and the righty Will Childers is in. Faces the righty Justin Dean. First pitch, punch shown, placed up the third baseline and foul. And the count goes 0-1. Childers is in for Sam Gardner, who finished out maybe the most dominant relief outing we've seen from a Shuckers relief arm this year. Three perfect innings, six strikeouts, 36 pitches, 25 strikes. Childers out for his third double-A appearance. Fires home to Dean. Fouled back. And the count goes 0-2. Childers so far has allowed one earned run in three innings, one walk, four strikeouts. made his only appearance of this series in game two of Wednesday's doubleheader in a scoreless inning through 14 pitches. The 0-2 pitch. Dean takes a curveball low, barely low. Count goes to 1-2. Dean's 1-for-3 today. Singled in the first. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a slider low. He does not go. And the count evens 2-2. To paint the picture of how dominant this Shuckers bullpen has been, TJ Shook, Biloxi starter today, exited after two-thirds of an inning. The 2-2 pitch. Chop third base side. Wilkin charges in bare hands, and it's under his mitt. It's a single for Dean, and it brings up the righty Nacho Alvarez Jr. That's just the second hit allowed by the Shuckers bullpen. And it brings up Nacho Alvarez Jr. Alvarez Jr. 0-for-2 today. Man on, nobody out. 5-3 M Braves in the seventh. Childers checks back to first. Dean's back in time. Childers comes set. Now the pitch. Dean takes off. Pitch misses away. Yerzy throws to second. The tag. Got him. What a play from Andy Yerzy. Nabs Dean trying to steal second, and that's a big time out in the seventh. Dean's got stealing for just the third time this year, and now one away. Childers threw that pitch a little bit up, and that helped out Yerzy. The pitch to Alvarez Jr. misses away. Two and zero the count. Nobody on. One out. Childers fires, misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. By the way, that's the second runner caught stealing this year by Yerzy. The 3-0 pitch misses up, and it's ball four. That caught stealing now looms large. Without it, it would be two on and nobody out. Instead, one on, one out, and the lefty Drake Baldwin steps in. Baldwin's 2-for-3 today with a three-run homer back in the first. That right now is the difference. Childers fires. Called strike on a slider outside corner. The count goes 0-1. Five runs, six hits, three errors for the M Braves. Three runs, nine hits, two errors for Biloxi. Been a wild one. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. The count goes 0-2. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final from earlier today, Rocket City beats Tennessee 2-0. They're through 2.5. Pensacola leads Montgomery 1-0. Chattanooga and Birmingham just underway. They are scoreless in the top of the first inning. Here the Shuckers trail at 5-3. They've scored three unanswered. Childers up in the count, 0-2. The pitch misses low. Yerzy blocks it up. Alvarez Jr. took a step towards second. Now heads back to first. Childers delivers. Driven out towards right center. Campbell's back on it. In the alleyway, he reaches up and it's over his head. It two hops the bullpen wall. Alvarez Jr. rounds third and comes home. The relay is cut off. It's an RBI double from Drake Baldwin. He is a triple shy of the cycle. And it's 6-3 Mississippi. But it's a four RBI day. Milberg Sanchez comes up, just one out. Each of the first three have reached against the righty Childers. The righty Sanchez now steps in. Childers delivers. Lifts it out to right. Campbell back on it. Towards the warning track. Looks up and one hops the wall. It's a flex back in towards right. Baldwin rounds third and scores. They rule it a ground rule double. And it's now 7-3. 9th RBI of the year for Sanchez. And this has gone from a 5-3 lead to a 7-3 lead for the M Braves in a matter of just two batters. Here's the out of the mound to talk to Childers. Geraldo Quintero steps in. He's 0-for-2 today with a walk. Shockers now trail at 7-3. Childers fires. Curveball is a called strike in the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. The pitch misses up and away. Count evens, 1-1. 7-3, the M Braves lead it. They've scored 2 this inning. Each of the first 4 have reached. The 1-1 pitch. Quintero checks his swing and misses up and away. He does not go. And the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Popped foul behind home plate, out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Take that, 2-2. Childers steps off and takes a moment. Checkers now need 4 to tie this up over the final 2 innings to avoid losing their 3rd road series of the year, either 3rd straight as well. The 2-2 pitch. Quintero hits it on a hop right to Murray at 2nd. Off his back foot, he fires the 1st. It's in time. Sanchez moves to 3rd. Now 2 away for Tyler Tolvi. Tolvi, a left-handed bat against the righty Childers. Bottom of the 7th inning. Checkers trail at 7-3. Childers fires. Tolvi drives it towards center. Sparks the center fielder over into left center. He makes the catch. And that ends the inning. But each of the first 4 reach, 2 of them score. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We end to the 8th. Checkers trail at 7-3 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball. For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into BJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. BJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
The end of the top of the eighth inning. The Shuckers are down to their final six outs on a Sunday afternoon. David Blake back alongside you. The lefty Hayden Harris now on the hill. Faces Noah Campbell in from the right side. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers at one point trailed it 5-0. They cut it to 5-3, entering the bottom of the seventh. And Braves got two, and it is now a 7-3 Mississippi lead. The 1-0 pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Campbell's 2-for-2 today. Both his hits came against the left-handed starter, Drew Parrish. Faces the lefty now in Hayden Harris. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and slices it foul right to the Shuckers on deck circle on the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Harris stands in at 5'11", 198 pounds. He has a .71 ERA in 12 and 2-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts, just 5 walks. The 1-2 pitch misses way up high. It's by Baldwin. Count evens 2-2. The pitch tipped foul into Baldwin's mitt for strike three. Fastball in the outside corner at 93. That's the sixth strikeout of the day from the Braves bullpen. They've thrown just 2 2/3 innings. 8 outs, 6 strikeouts. And it brings up the lefty Andy Yerzy. 7-3 Mississippi in the top of the eighth inning. Lefty Harris delivers home. Yerzy takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Lefty Harris fires. Yerzy drives it out towards right center. Dean comes in. Connolly, the second baseman, out. It's the right fielder, Parker, who slides and deflects off his mitt. It's a single for Yerzy. Snaps a four-game hitless streak. And the Shuckers have a man on with one away for the righty Lamar Sparks.
Next up for the lefty, Lamar Sparks.
Shuckers have certainly had their opportunities. The 10th hit of the day. They have just 3 runs, though. And Braves have held them to 2-for-15 with a runner in scoring position. And now up comes Sparks. He's 1-for-3 with a single. One out, one on. Harris delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. Shuckers are trying to shake off some day game woes. They're 1-7 in day games this year. The only win came at this ballpark on a Sunday afternoon. The pitch. Sparks drives it down the right field line. Foul. And the count goes to 0-2. A win today would involve quite the comeback. They have five outs to play with to score five runs in order to take the lead. Four would tie it. Here's the off first. Harris comes home. Sparks takes strike three on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. Two away, and it brings up the top of the order in Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr. is 1-for-4 today with a double back in the third. Each of the last three outs recorded by this Braves bullpen has been via the strikeout. The pitch, Brown Jr. takes up, goes to 1-0. Harris the lefty, Brown Jr. the righty. It's 7-3 Braves in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch. He swings, breaks his bat, rolls it to second. Connolly has it, fires to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 7.5, and the Checkers trail at 7-3 into the bottom of the eighth. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl. Jay McBlake back alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. Checkers finishing out a road series against the Mississippi Braves. Righty Justin Yeager faces the switch hitter Cal Conley. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Conley's in from the left side. Yeager relieves Will Childers, who goes an inning. Gives up two runs on three hits. The 1-0 delivery. Conley fouls it off the instep of his front foot. Count evens 1-1. Yeager makes his 13th appearance of the year. Not a save situation. He's traditionally Biloxi's closer. 12 2/3 innings with a 2.13 ERA. Just three walks and 12 strikeouts. Last time out, he got the save. Game one of Thursday's doubleheader. On a scoreless inning, struck out one and threw all of 12 pitches. The 1-1 pitch. Conley rolls it to second. Murray goes down to a knee and grabs it back to his feet, fires to Bovee. Retires Conley for the first down. Brings up the righty Brandon Parker and gives us a chance to take a look at the Owam Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Finals from earlier today in the Brewers organization. Jacksonville takes down the Nashville Sounds 7-3. The Sounds now at 22-23 on the season. The pitch to Parker misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers improved to 26-13 with a 5-3 win over the Beloit Skycar. Yeager delivers. Parker waves and misses. Fastball at 95 on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Game one of a doubleheader between Down East and Carolina. The Wood Ducks win it 3-2. The Mudcats and Wood Ducks are tied at 1, bottom 5 in game 2. At the big league level, Brewers lost earlier today. 1-1 pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 2-1. They are unable to sweep the Astros. Houston wins it 9-4 in the series finale. Brewers now at 27-19 on the season. The 2-1 pitch. Parker waves and misses at a slider. And the count evens 2-2. Here the Shackers trail at 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The M Braves have put up a season-high 7 runs against the Shackers. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball pours in at 96. Parker is the golden sombrero this afternoon. Two away for the lefty, Kane Bunnell. It's 7-3 Mississippi in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two out, nobody on. 7 runs in a game for the M Braves against the Shuckers. Something out of the ordinary this year. Yeager fires. Misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Entering today, the Shuckers, since 2005 in AA, had the best ERA against a single opponent, having played an opponent at least 10 times. The 1-0 pitch. Rolled first base side foul. And the count evens 1-1. Entering today, the Shuckers had a 1.61 ERA against the M Braves. It was the best since 2007 when the Trenton Thunder of the Eastern League, an old Yankees AA affiliate, had a 1.19 ERA. The 1-1 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. That came against the Connecticut Defenders, who also no longer exist. The Thunder are now in the MLB Draft League. The Defenders are now the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the Giants AA affiliate. 2-1 pitch. Here's a called strike, and the count evens 2-2. The Defenders still have baseball being played at their stadium in Norwich, Connecticut. They are now the Norwich Sea Unicorns. 2-2 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-2. It's 7-3 M Braves in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trying to avoid their third straight series defeat on the road. The pitch. Lifted out to right, down for a base hit. Bunnell winds it in right. Snaps a two-game hitless streak. And it brings up Justin Dean at the top of the order.
Justin Dean.
The ninth hit of the game for the M Braves. Dean steps in from the right side. He's 2-for-4 today. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. 7 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for the M Braves. 3 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Biloxi. The pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. 2 on, 1 out. Yeager trying to work through a scoreless top of the bottom of the eighth inning. Yeager delivers. Dean waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner, 88. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Another slider. This time at 87. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Check swing. Popped up right to Bobby at first. And let's go to the top of the ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 8, 7-3 Mississippi on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. but at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Of the ninth inning, and the Shuckers trail by four. Jay McBlake back alongside you from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. It's the final Sunday game that the Shuckers will play at this ballpark in franchise history. They've already played 12 of their 15 scheduled games at this ballpark, trying to finish out today with a series split and a win. They'll need four runs to do it. That would push you to the bottom of the ninth inning. Five would give Biloxi the lead. Hayden Harris is done after an inning of work. 13 pitches, 13 fastballs. He strikes out two. And the righty Parker Dunshee comes in. His 11th appearance of the year, 2.13 ERA in 13 and two-thirds innings. And he faces the lefty Mike Bovey. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 7-3. Embraves up on Biloxi. Seven runs, nine hits, three errors for the Embraves. Dunshee delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Three runs, 10 hits, and two errors for Biloxi. Bovey's 2-for-4 today, singled in the first and again in the fifth. The pitch, slider, is a called strike. Count goes to 2-1. Dunshee, 6'1", 209 pounds from Zionsville, Indiana. The 2-1 pitch. Bovey chops it to third. Sanchez gets it on a hop. Fires the first a bit low, but now picks it out of the dirt. Bovey's retired. One away now for the righty Brock Wilkin.
Next up, Brock.
Wilkins 1-for-4 today with a single. Checkers down 7-3, top of the ninth inning with one away and nobody on. Dunshee delivers. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shackers will be back at home on Tuesday for the start of a 12-game homestand. 12 home games in 13 days. The 1-0 pitch. Tipped foul. You can hear it smack off Baldwin's mask, and also got the home plate umpire Warren Eubanks. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers today, big thing has been runners in scoring position. They're just 2-for-15, and they've stranded 10. The pitch. Wilkin rolls it to third. Sanchez has it, takes a step, slings it to first. A big pick by Bunnell. It's by him. And it's the fourth error committed today by the Embraves. Shuckers have some life in the ninth inning. Man on with one out for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. In this game, we've seen 10 combined runs, 19 combined hits, 6 combined errors. Dunshee comes set, now delivers. Called strike at the knees, and the count goes 10-1. The pitch, big swing and a miss from Martinez Jr. The count goes to 0-2. Martinez Jr. is 1-for-4 today. He's 2-for-his first 8 since returning to the lineup yesterday. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Shockers right now need some runs. They trail at 7-3 in the top of the 9th inning. A loss today would mean their third straight series loss on the road. They would drop to 8-16 away from home. The 1-2 pitch. Chopped to short. Alvarez Jr. has it. Feeds Conley at second. For one, a jump throw to first. It's low. And it trickles out of Bunnell's mitt. Wilkins retired. Martinez Jr. reaches on a fielder's choice. And Biloxi's down to their final out. Brings up the switch hitter Xavier Ward, who digs in from the left side.
Next up is Xavier Warren's
1-for-4 today. He singled back in the fourth, reached on an error in the fifth, and struck out and flown out. Seven-3 Mississippi. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren in from the left side against the righty Dunshee. The 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Dunshee delivers. Warren fouls it back, and the count goes to 2-1. Dunshee delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. One more runner gets on, and the tying run would be on deck. Three and one, the count with 2 away. The pitch, called strike 2. Slider on the outside corner at 85, and the count goes 4. Dunshee comes set. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch. Foul bat, and we'll do it again. Martinez Jr. off first. He'll be off with the pitch. The 3-2 delivery. He's off. It misses inside, and it gets Warren on the thigh. And the tying run now stands on deck. Up comes Ethan Murray. Checkers not out of this yet.
Next up, Ethan Murray.
It's 7-3 M-Braves in the top of the 9th inning. Checkers have 2 on with 2 out. And it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Dunshee fires. Murray fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-1. He's 0-for-3 today with a walk, 2 strikeouts, and a flyout. The 0-1 pitch. Wave it a miss, and the Shockers are down to their final strike. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Randy Dunshee comes in. Comes home to Murray. Called strike 3. That ends it. Fence ball to the outside corner at 93, and the Shuckers fall in the series finale. They drop their third straight road series. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, one error, two runners left on base. The Shuckers go 2-for-16 with a runner in scoring position, lead 12 on, and fall by a 7-3 final. Seven runs, nine hits, four errors for the Embrace. Biloxi, three runs, 10 hits, and two errors. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Brought to you by the Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi. We're back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Jacob Blake alongside you. As a reminder, Ground Zero Blues Club is the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today online at groundzerobiloxi.com for hours, menus, schedules, and more. Shuckers fall in the series finale today by a 7-3 final. Seven runs, 10 hits, four errors for the Embrace. For Biloxi, three runs, 10 hits, and just one error. Scoreboard it's into just one error for the Shuckers as they fall against the Embraves. The Shuckers drop their third straight road series. They are now 0-3-1 in road series this year. They're at 18-21 on the season, while the Embraves improved to 16-23. Winning pitcher today is Roldy Munoz, who improves to 1-0 for the Embraves. TJ shook the loss, falls 2-2-5. Embrave struck for five in the bottom of the first inning. Ended up being the difference in this game. Each of the first five reached. Ray Baldwin, a three-run homer. An RBI single by Cal Conley. And then E2 out Geraldo Quintero to score. Made it 5-0. Shuckers battled back one in the fourth off an RBI single from Noah Campbell. They scored two in the fifth. Ethan Murray and Noah Campbell, each with bases loaded, walks to drive in two. And in the seventh, Embrave scored twice. Drake Baldwin, an RBI double. And Gilbert Sanchez, an RBI double as well, made it a 7-3 game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 33 minutes, as the Shuckers finish out the road trip in Pearl. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. A lot to get to. That's coming up next on the Ground Zero Blues Club Post Show.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jay McBlake back alongside you. Shuckers fall in the series finale to the Mississippi Braves, 7-3. Seven runs, nine hits, four errors for the M-Braves. Three runs, 10 hits, and an error for Biloxi. Shuckers now at 18-21 on the season. They'll head home for 12-13 days at Shuckers Ballpark starting on Tuesday against the Birmingham Barons, while the M-Braves improve to 16-23. Next step for them is a date for the Chattanooga Lookouts from AT&T Field with six starting on Tuesday. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games still in action. Bottom of the fifth inning, Pensacola leads Montgomery 2-0. Bottom of the third inning, Chattanooga leads Birmingham by a 2-0 score. And the one final from earlier today, Rocket City beats Tennessee by a 2-0 score. Rocket City now at 19-19 on the season. Tennessee at 22-17. Time to take a look at the organizational scoreboard around the Brewers organization, also brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. One game still in action, bottom of the sixth inning in game two of a doubleheader scheduled for seven innings. It is tied at two between the Carolina Mudcats and the Downies Wood Ducks. The Downies Wood Ducks won game one, Carolina looking for their 24th win of the season. In high A, the Wisconsin Timberrattlers improved to an organizational best, 26-13 on the season with a 5-3 win over the Blake Skycarp. And in AAA, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp defeat the Nashville Sounds by a 7-3 final. Nashville going 22-23 on the season. At the big league level, it's a 9-4 win for the Houston Astros over the Brewers. The Brewers unable to complete the sweep, but they improved. They have a 27-19 record on the season. Look at the National League Central standings. They are up two games on the Chicago Cubs. Here at Trustmark Park, the Shuckers fall by a 7-3 score in the series finale. Roldy Munoz improves to 1-0 with the win. The loss goes to T.J. Shook. He falls 2-2-5. Shuckers back home on Tuesday against the Birmingham Barons. 6:35 first pitch will be on the air at 6:15 with the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers off tomorrow. Homestand starts on Tuesday. Get your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the Shuckers box office at Shuckers Ballpark. Again, 6:35, first pitch on Tuesday. We'll be at you at pregame at 6:15 on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Enjoy the Monday off day. Shuckers back home on Tuesday. Can't wait to see you all at the ballpark. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow.